This is the summer holiday carving classes, which we have every year. And this was our first week. So we've been creative and making lots of beautiful things like sharks and dolphins and turtles and whales and frogs and stars and aliens and you name it. This is the carving expression to find the concentration and what else do we do? Perseverance and accomplishment.
When did you start it?
We started last week on Monday, and we haven't advertised in the Oroville News yet. We hadn't yet, so we don't have such a big turn up. But now it's in the news. Today is Saturday, and it's come out on the news. So from next week on, we'll be having more children, supposedly, because they're coming back from Berry Jam. And different groups of children will be coming here throughout the summertime, making beautiful things for birthday presents, for their grandmothers, for their grandfathers, and for their brothers and sisters, and maybe one for you.
Sure.
We'll see.
Like how many years you've been doing this?
Long time, maybe 10 years. 10 years ago. Now we have a kind of a classroom where we're more proper and we have more tools. This year, the school board gave me some money to buy some tools and equipment, which is very nice. Today is Bharati's birthday. We had a big yummy cake and yummy 7-Up. What else did we have, guys?
That's all.
Croissant.
Go call Bharati.
Bharati!
Okay. So Bharati! Normally, how many kids turn up here in general?
It's kind of... I think it's an Oroville-oriented concept, which means in the beginning when we started, we had lots of older kids, and we had students of from 10 till 16, 17 come here, of also older ones, and we had up to 30 children in a day show up here, which was quite a lot for one teacher. And now it's kind of changed, and there is younger children of the age of, how old are you, Karen?
Eight.
From 8 to 12 or something like that.
He's 5.
And 5? No, he's not 5.
He is 5.
Little Eden is 5. He's our youngest student, but he's
five.
Made one of the beautifulest things.
Yeah,
he's sitting there and working away. He likes being creative.
Who are you?
I'm Kiran.
And what did you make here?
I'm making a bat.
Awesome. For how long are you going to make it?
Maybe 1 week.
You're going to work on it for 1 week.
Okay. Here in the Charla Garden, which is the carving place, we mainly focus on holidays, because in the holidays there is not much for the children to do, so it becomes a very important meeting point, so they can meet together and make plans for the afternoon and evenings and so on. And we also offer a fun fairground. We have a Ferris wheel, we have a gyroscope, we have a spider rider, we have a rodeo rider, we have a Ferris wheel. Right, Ferris wheel we already had. Saturday, we were supposed to have a Ferris wheel ride, and two brothers like...
Can you do it?
Parasu's dad was supposed to come, but he chickened out and didn't show up to help us. And Hero was on his way, so we're waiting for him to come and help us have a weekend Ferris wheel ride.
But normally, how long this workshop goes on?
Now it's written in the news, starting from Monday till one whole month. We'll be carving for one whole month, because the holidays are for 2 months.
And a half.
2.5 months, or I'm not so sure exactly
yeah,
how much.
One.
And so let's see what happens in 1 month's period of carving time. We'll be learning a lot and a lot of many different things. And depending on how it goes, if some adults come and help us with the happenings, maybe we'll make weekend pizza event or something for the parents and the children. And. Yeah.
We had a lot of fights today with Yashan. And Percy
and
I
went home.
Yashan went home and pushed down Arsh's cycle.
and yeah, he pushed my cycle.
We had lots of fun. We had a nice snack. We had some pineapple. And for 3 days, I made a shark.
You made that 3 days?
Yeah.
Wow. Now you're working on your?
In my bat. So.
That's how long you're going to take? Maybe?
I don't know.
Can you help us with the wheel to like push it all around and stuff?
I could, but the thing was I have to go fix these things for you guys. It's gonna be on the internet maybe Monday if I go today. Okay. But then. I can. But it's also lunchtime, no? It's 11:30.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Can we just do it for half an hour at least?
Farsi, what did you carve?
I carved a hook.
A hook?
Yeah.
What kind of hook? What is it called?
Where's your hook?
Where's your hook? Does it have a...
It's down.
It's here.
What is, does it have a name?
No.
No? But it's out of wood.
Yeah.
You also guys carve out of... what else you carve with?
Bone, Pepsi glass, and plexiglass. Plexiglass, and...
Bone and shell as well.
Mom, can I cut this in coconut?
And coconut, and shell.
What is your name?
My name is Percy.
Hey, what is your name?
Aiden.
Aiden, what are you making, Aiden?
A bat.
And you're making it by yourself?
Yeah.
How long are you working on it?
From 2 days.
2 days.
I'm Poonam. I live in the botanical garden. And I'm Percival's mom, who's been coming here since 1 week, since the beginning of his holidays. And it's great for us, parents, because we get rid of our kids for 3 hours every morning, which is fantastic. And they're doing something really productive, really creative. And I think it's fantastic that Himal is doing this and that he continues to do this every holiday. And thumbs up to him.
So what happened last holiday?
Last holiday, we didn't actually know about this. We just got to know this very recently. And apparently he's been doing this since years. So I wish I had known it before. last few holidays, actually, there was the summer, the school program in kindergarten. That's where the kids used to go because they were younger. Mm. But now they're at an age where they can use sharp tools and they're more mobile with their fingers and that kind of stuff. Today was a fun day, actually. They've been waiting all morning for an adult to come, a male adult to come, to push them on the wheel. So I was just hanging out with them, and we had two birthday parties. I celebrated, one cake cut and juice and pomegranate and pineapple and all that jazz.
Great, thanks, Mama.
Thanks very much.
What is your name?
Maggio.
Maggio, what did you do?
I carve the shark.
What did you carve?
Cut shark. Shark.
Shark.
Shark.
A shark? You carved a shark? Where is it? You want to show us?
Oh, it's in my house.
Oh, it's in your house. What is your name?
Bharati.
Tell me. What did you do?
I made a heart.
For how many days?
From yesterday.
And it's ready?
Not yet.
Not yet. How long is it going to take?
I don't know. Until tomorrow.
And you guys come here every day?
Yeah.
Who's teaching you guys?
Himal.
Himal is a good teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Don't cut that. That's
a work thing. I think it's in half.
Farsi, what did you carve?
I carved a hook.
A hook?
Yeah.
What kind of hook? What is it called?